Hey everyone, I want to say thank you so much for all of the support. To all of our new listeners, hello. It's great to have you guys. Been getting so many DMs and messages, which is absolutely amazing. So if you do not, you will need a LinkedIn. Make sure you make one to get into medical device sales, and feel free to add us at New to Medical Device Sales or Jacob McLaughlin. Love connecting with you, answering any questions that you have. But I just want to make sure that everybody knows that we're all here to provide value. I just posted a clip on our LinkedIn, again, just about providing value to everybody, our people in our office hours, being able to speak truth into you guys. Because again, it's so much more than just breaking into medical device sales. It's getting you prepped on how to be successful in medical device sales, the impact you're going to have in this industry, but also how to get you prepped for life and how to be successful in life in different aspects. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who's trusted us to be a part of our journey. Our average person is breaking in 8.2 weeks at $94,478 in the year of 2023. So excited about that. And if you guys are interested in learning more about the program, feel free to reach out to us again on socials, New to Medical Device Sales everywhere. You can click the link below. But today's episode is going to be actually an episode that I made a while back, and you guys will hear it. This is actually when I first started this podcast, one of my first five episodes. But why I wanted to share it is because I want you guys to see how much A, we've grown, but also the tips in here are still going to be super helpful, because these were tips that I was giving while I was going through the process. And so I want you to be able to hear that. I want you to be able to see that. And there's still going to be a lot of good stuff that's actionable for you. But again, there's going to be some new things. Just remember, this is when I was still a personal trainer trying to break into the industry. And I wanted you guys to, again, see the journey of, I used to be a personal trainer under 3 years ago. And now I'm a regional sales manager running the West. We've helped over 1,200 people break in. But again, give you actionable steps. This is one of our most listened to podcasts, so I know it's going to provide you more and more value if you haven't heard it, especially with a lot of you being the new listeners. You probably haven't heard one of the brand new ones. So I just wanted to share this with you. But again, if you guys haven't, press that like and subscribe button. A 5-star review helps us grow this channel. And if you're really serious about breaking into medical device sales, click the link below. We can help you. We've been able to help over 1,200, almost 1,300 people at this time. And so excited to help you reach your mission of breaking into medical device sales. The last thing I always say is, I, Jacob McLaughlin, am the only part of New to Medical Device Sales, no other program. If you heard differently, I'm so sorry about that, but we only work with New to Medical Device Sales. I'm so excited to be with you all, and let's get into today's episode.
Welcome back to the New to Medical Sales podcast. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to tune in. If you guys haven't, I'm just going to start with pressing like that subscribe button on YouTube. If you guys aren't on YouTube and you're on the podcast, appreciate you guys listening. But this one might be a little helpful if you guys go onto YouTube later, just because I'm going to be showing some examples. So what today is going to be is the interview process. I actually had somebody reach out who's a listener of the podcast, and they had some questions that they would like me to answer. And so what today is going to be is me going over the interview process, since I am currently in the interview process with three companies, and they're bigger names in the medical device world. So I am with those guys, and so I've just been asked like how I landed it with the bigger dudes in the medical device sales world, and just I wanted to go over some of the like questions that I go through, what the process even looks like if you're brand new and you don't know what medical device sales is or what it even takes to get in. And then just touch on, you know, how much you'll make, kind of the benefits, what the roles are, and then also just going into like kind of how you set yourself apart and how I even got interviews. And then what I did in those interviews, because I am a finalist in all three. So I'm super excited about that. And things are happening real fast, and we'll kind of see what the next couple of weeks bring with that. But that is one thing I want to touch on before we jump into it. When I talk about the interview process in this world is, medical device sales, it's not fast. A lot of people will be like, oh, it can happen in a couple of weeks to a month. That is possible, but to be honest, all my interviews that I'm in right now have been about 2 months. And I mean, that's from like being contacted to be like, hey, this position is open, to stringing it out to, you know, maybe you have your initial interview and then you wait and then you hear if you even get moved on to the next round, and it is just a long process. So I do want you guys to understand that. But first off, I want to start off with what the interview process looks like if you're new to it and you've never been in one. Typically, what I've experienced, it could be 4 from others, 5 from others. Like, it's been normally like about 5 steps in the interview process. And so what I mean by that is, you know, I apply and then it's like, hey, let's have you do an interview. And it's kind of just like a a screening interview where they like want to get to know you. They want to see if how you talk and how you're able to interact with people, and if they like your personality, your energy. And so it's usually a little quicker interview, but they just want to see you like in person. Then the second one for me normally has been like HR. I'll get a call from HR. They're going to ask me any questions that they have that maybe didn't get answered in the initial interview. And then also they're going to go into detail about what the position is, what is expected of it, what the salary is, what the travel would be, and what you're really looking to kind of go into that next step. And then if you get past the HR, then it was for me Zoom. So right now, again, during all this COVID-19 stuff, they're not doing in-person meetings. So what I've been doing is I've actually been doing where it's kind of like, it's not so much Zoom, but it's I could be recording myself, or I'm doing just an interview where like they give me four questions and I record myself answering these four questions. And it's like, it'll give you the question, you have 90 seconds or 60 seconds to prepare, and then it's going to record for 60 to 3 minutes, and you can't stop, you can't mess up. Whatever is recorded, it's recorded, and then that's what they use to kind of like consent to people. So multiple people throughout the sales process or the interview process can see it, and they can send it to colleagues to see if, hey, do we want to move this guy on to the next round? And then there is where it kind of goes into, now you're funneled into the more of the final rounds. So basically it's like 3 to 4 or 5 serious people. And that's what I just got done with last week, doing that. And then once you do that, then it's the finals. And so it's basically between you and 2-3 other people. And then that's when I talk to like the VP of the company or VP of sales. And that's what will it be, is like, who's going to get hired from that. So that's kind of what the interview process has been for myself. Again, everyone could be different. Every company could be different. That's just been the common theme for me during this whole process. Again, going through the interview process several times with several companies. That's what it's been most of the time. I will say it has been maybe a little different for me because it's been sped up, and only because I'm already connected to the hiring manager because of all the connecting I did before that, that they're like, I don't need to do the first, I don't need to do an initial one. I already like you. I've already talked to you. So we're just going to push you right to HR. And so I might like skip that quick little step, and then it goes and progresses. So that's just been the interview process for me. But then I want to move into, okay, if you've never heard of medical device sales, what are you trying to break into? So usually you're going to start out, as you guys might know, an associate rep. And all an associate rep is, the way I explain it, it's kind of like an intern, but it's not. You're getting paid, you're doing everything, but it's your time to learn. It's your turn to make the rep's life the easiest. And so the best way to put it is, you're going to do all the grunt work, you're going to do all the hard work, plus you're going to be learning because it's a whole new industry, it's a whole new division, and you're going to not make as much as the rep, even though you might be working harder than the rep. But it's because you haven't put in your stripes, you haven't put in your time, you don't know, you have to learn. And so that's what the associate roles are. But they are super highly competitive because they are the entry level to break into medical devices. So just for example, one of the positions I applied for here in Phoenix, Arizona, they told me they stopped taking applicants after 300, and it was only up for a week. And they only looked through 180 because they actually looked at that. They were probably just going to keep it in their Arizona people. So they had 180 just from Arizona apply from it, and they tossed the other ones that weren't in it for that position. So that's just something to know. It's super competitive. And that's where I tell people you gotta kind of know someone to get your foot in the door. But going on with it, again, your associate rep, you're just going to be helping out. You're going to be doing all the grunt work, moving trays for a lot of it. You're going to be setting up cases, and basically you're covering cases and helping the rep while the rep goes and makes the sales and does the sales process, and like as you're continuing to learn. So that's kind of like a really vague description of an associate sales rep. And then we're going into kind of what does that look like. So this was a question I always had. What's the salary? What's the, like the 401k? What's the benefits that come with it? So with all the positions that I've been looking at, a salary for an associate sales rep most commonly is between $50,000 and $75,000. And normally what it's been is like, hey, it's going to be a base of $50,000. And then you have $25,000 worth of commission that you possibly could earn if you hit your numbers, and because they do give you a little bit of quota, or if you help your rep hit the quota. So that's what the salary has been. Normally, everyone does a 401k match. They do it really well. Every single person I've talked to in medical device talks about how great the insurance is, no matter if it's like vision, dental, whatever it is, healthcare. They say it's amazing benefits with it. So that's just something that is super attractive for myself. On top of, you know, breaking into it, you know, like they make sure to compensate their reps very well, and even the associate sales rep. Then also, don't want to forget, sales, or you also get a car. So a lot of them will give you a car, or they'll give you a stipend for a car, and it'll pay for gas. Some of them will give you a cell phone for work. They'll pay for it. They'll give you some of, I've even been told that would be, I would get a laptop and they'd pay for my internet. So there's just a lot of cool perks, and then also like a gas card. So for example, if you had a car, you're using it for the business, they're going to pay for all your gas. So there's just a lot of cool perks that would come along with it to do the job. But again, understanding that it is a super hard job to do and to get into. So that's really the big bulk of, hey, what the interview process looks like, what does salary looks like. But now I kind of want to go into like some questions that I've been asked during the interview. And the biggest one is concerns. So that's the thing I want you guys to know, is they want to see what you have done your research, or if you have done your research. Because if you come in and you're like, no, I have no concerns, well, then it's like, well, did you even look at who we are, what products we have, what our problems are? Like, did you do your research to show why you're the best candidate out of all of these people? So just making sure that you guys are doing research on, hey, what I can do to bring good questions. I would say make a list of 5 to 10 questions that you can bring and ask the hiring manager. But then it's going to be a lot of like, hey, tell me about yourself. Kind of tell me what your past experiences have been. I know the one where I did the video one, it was like, hey, why are you choosing our company? The second one was, what is your job that you're doing now, and how do you feel it would fit into the current job if you got this position? Do you like your current job? And just a little tip, you guys, don't ever talk bad about your job, because the thing is that they're going to see how you're, they're putting you in the shoes if you were one of their reps and you left. Are you going to badmouth them? Or are you going to be like super positive? So that's just something I've been told by recruiters, I've been told by reps, and I've also got experience. That is a question that comes up, is, hey, what don't you like about your job that you're currently doing or your previous employer? And it's just like, for me, I love what I do. I love the personal training, but I just said, for me, for like the growth and the goals I have financially and professionally and what I want to do, it just didn't line up. And so that was always my line, and it's the truth. And so I just want you guys to, you know, make sure that you guys are prepared for that. The final question on that one was, what is any other things we should know about you? So you had 3 minutes to be like, basically, hey, I'm a hard worker, I'm gonna work harder, but just understand everyone's gonna say they're gonna work hard. So you have to have examples of how you're gonna work harder and how you have worked harder. And you know, for me, I'll just tell you guys, like, so I was like, I'm gonna be the hardest worker. I've already grown a business from zero to certain amount of salary. And I was like, I grew that from the ground up. I've worked harder than anyone I know. I've been able to put over 400 videos on YouTube. I made social media marketing. So I was just using my examples to show how I've already done and why I'd be like the hardest worker. So those were some really typical questions. Some questions I always got that I really enjoyed, or that I would ask them, is what's the culture look like? What's your favorite part about this company, when you're talking to like a hiring manager? But I think this is the best question I've heard. I heard it on a YouTube video, and it was, ask the hiring manager, can you describe to me your best rep and their characteristics? And so what I mean by that is, if they're like, hey, we don't need someone who's a hard worker, we just want someone that fits good with our team, and then you ask them that question and they're like, oh, well, Johnny was our best, and it's because he put in all the time. He was here early, he was here late, he took every single job, he did everything. It just shows you that he actually does want like someone who's gonna work hard. And so it's a good way for you to find out what he's actually looking for, because he's gonna be describing it and who he thinks the best rep in that company was. So that's been a question I really enjoyed using, and I got a lot of great feedback on it, just from, I now know what the hiring manager is looking for as we move on in the process. So I think that's something that you guys could use as you go through this journey. But those were like the most common questions that I had. So hopefully that helps. Again, if you guys Google questions there, I found 15, 20, 30 questions that they'll ask you in medical device sales. And I will just also put in the number one question I got asked because I don't have it is B2B sales. My concern is you don't have B2B sales. So why should we hire you? And then I had to, you know, have my spiel of why I could do this and why I didn't need the B2B sales. So that was always something that I had to do. If you don't have that B2B sales, just understand that you guys will have to have an answer for why you'll be able to do that. And I also just want to make sure that I put how difficult it is to break into this industry. And I only say that because some of the people I've talked to, they're like, hey, how many people applied? And I told you like 300 for one position. And they're like, oh. And so I'm moving this one is how to set yourself apart. So that's the question I get asked the most. Because I've been in talk with Medtronic, Stryker, Wright Medical. I've been Zimmer Biomet, like Smith Nephew, like all the big names. That's who I'm talking to. And I'm in the interview process with some of those companies. So I've been able to land some of the bigger gigs and or bigger companies. And people keep asking me, hey, how did you even just get an interview with no sales experience, you're just a personal trainer. Like I've been told my resume is not good by a lot of people. Like it's not bad, but it's like no one's gonna look at it and be like, well, this is my guy. So how I've set myself apart, like you guys already know if you've been listening, I've gone and I've done calling where I've cold called people, I've done LinkedIn, I've been able to connect with 160 people, and it's now 165 people. Through just calling, I kept an Excel sheet of everybody I called, and I, like I said, I labeled it who they are, when I talked to them, notes about them, what date, all that good stuff. So again, that's showing me like I've talked to that many people, I'm going above and beyond, and I'm keeping track of all of it so I can hand it. So I just went to my last interview, that's what got me to be a finalist. I could hand that to him. Here's physical proof that here's who I talked to, and all my notes. So that's one way I was able to stand out. The last podcast I just did talked about how I went to a surgery center and I recorded it. So I've been very fortunate to learn how to use social media with the guy I work for in personal training. He's an influencer. And so he's taught me the invaluable stuff of hashtags, you know, what you're putting and how to get seen by people. So, you know, I went and I did a video of how I went to surgery centers and hospital and I talked to them and I handed out my resumes to reps and I was able to record it. But by using the hashtags, I posted that video on YouTube. I have over 2,000 views on it and they're all people in the medical device industry. And I've gotten three regional managers just to reach out from that. And I had two of the regional managers that I was talking to text me after they saw that video and say, you're my guy. So again, I'm still a finalist, but I've been told by several guys that after seeing that video, they're like, that's it. That's what I needed to see. You went above and beyond. I've never seen anybody do that before. You're creative. So that was another way I helped myself stick out. And then I wanted to do this is how I'm going to land these jobs. You know, I'm making sure I'm over prepared. Like I have every other question that possibly could be asked on God's green earth answered by these regional managers. And you know, I over prepared to where half of it doesn't even come up. But what I did for my last company, I just want to show you is, gotta try to block it out real quick if I can, so you guys can't see who it's with. But basically I just made a binder and I put in and it's like pages of what's going. So I went into detail, like I put my, here's a resume. I went to Office Max and I got this printed out. It's 24 pages. It cost me $40 to get two copies of it. But then I came in and it's all professionally done. And then it's come in and it's table of contents. And so I like did a demographic of the area I'm applying for. So if it's Phoenix, I went into detail of like, hey, what's the population here? How many men, how many women, some of like the growing areas around here. So the future growth here. And then this is where I feel like I set myself apart to get these positions. And I think I highly encourage you guys to do, hospital profiling. So I actually went to hospitals in the area. I found the name, I found their number and I found their address. And these would be potential people that I would go hit up. So I put that out there. And then I went into even surgeon profiling. So I went in and I found 10, 15 surgeons. And then I went into detail about them and just like where they work, what their specialty is. So for example, if I'm going into ortho, let's say, I'm gonna find people that are surgeons in ortho so I can now show that I'm prospecting. And then like, for example, here's one where I went into detail with a guy where I put a whole page and I just profiled him. I put his name, I put his background, I put what he does, what he specializes in, where he's located, and his phone number. I did that for 3 surgeons. And then the next thing I did was I went into detail on like why I wanted to join that company. So I have a whole page dedicated to that. And then I even have, then I went into like featured products. So I went into different companies, and I, like, if you can see on the video, is like I went in and showed a picture, and I went in and showed the key benefits of it, why it would be a great thing, and does this save you OR time, which saves you money, and just went way over the top. And again, I did a 30-60-90 plan in here. So if you can, you guys can see it, I went in and I did a 30-60-90. And then for me, like I said, I've been able to get a lot of reviews for my fitness on my Google account. So I actually went in at the back and I got a page and I just took screenshots of all the nice comments people have said of how hard I work, how great of a person I am. And that way I can show them and be like, you know, instead of me saying it, it's coming from the horse's mouth, where these people are saying it for me. And so I was able to show in. So this has gotten a lot of great feedback. But I do want to let you guys understand, like, this took me 6 hours. So it took me 6 hours, plus I paid $40 to go to an Office Max, get it printed off, get it all professionally done. But again, I'm trying to show why I'm the best candidate. And that's the common thing I keep having the conversation with people that I talk to that are trying to break in. I'm going to go above and beyond anybody else, and you have to go up against me. So how are you going to beat me? So again, that's not me trying to be cocky. That's just me saying, I'm crazy. I'm going to show that I want this. You got to try to compete with me, and you should be that person in your interview process. So when you're doing it, you're now the person that they're trying to compete with, and you go so overboard that it's like, man, this guy's so prepared. He spent so much time. He's going to be an amazing rep. So it's not even a question in their mind when it comes to, hey, who should we move forward? So again, that's how I've been able to set myself apart and get my interviews. And again, all my interviews where I say it's who you know, out of those 165 people that I've connected with, every single interview that I'm doing right now has been from one of those 165 people I've connected with. Not one interview has come from putting my resume into an application or going on LinkedIn and applying for a job. I've done that 30, 40 times, and all I ever get is, hey, like, my thing's so weak because it doesn't have B2B sales experience. I always just get, yeah, we've moved on. We're not taking you. So that's never going to get me the job. But if I can show how I'm going way above and beyond, then that's where the sky's the limit of, like, man, this guy might not have the sales experience, but man, he hustles. He's strategic. He's working so much harder than these other kids. And when he gets in the field, he's only going to be getting hungrier. You know, like, that's why I keep trying to portray to these people right now is like, I'm doing this for free. Like, this is just for me to land the job. Once I land the job and I'm able to go into it and I actually make a paycheck and actually make a difference, like, then it's like game on. So that's just like my tips for you guys. I wanted to go into detail with, you know, like, that was what the interview process has been for me so far. Again, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, you know, I did the interview last week. They're going to let me know next week if I'm a finalist, and then or like when the finalist is having the interview. So, you know, like, there's that fun. And then, like, you have to do all that. Oh, and before I forget, a lot of places will do personality tests. That's something I should have put in the interview process. For example, for one of my finalists, I have to do the Gallup test. So just understand, I'm going to be on a phone for an hour and I have to talk and answer all these questions. And it's a personality test. And I've done it for other companies where it's all online for an hour and a half and I'm answering crazy math questions and all these weird questions. So that's something that comes with it as well. So they just want to see how you fit in their company, and they pair it to like their top performers and what they got their scores. And then they're going to pair you and be like, hey, would this guy be a good sales rep or not? So I forgot to mention that one. But again, I hope this is helping. I hope this is adding value to you guys, because I just want to share my experience with you guys. I want to help you guys all break into this amazing industry. I'm so excited to eventually get in there and just make a difference in people's life and get my professional career in medical device going. And I want the same for you guys. So again, if you guys haven't, I would really appreciate if you went on the podcast and wrote me a 5-star review. It would mean the world to me. And also, if you're on YouTube, press that like and subscribe button, as I'm going to be continue to document my journey. Even when I get in, I'm going to document what it's like being an associate rep or being a territory manager or just my journey and the whole process. So